by the coup of Athens. I call upon the Security Council to use all ways and means at its disposal so that the constitutional order in Cyprus and the democratic rights of the people of Cyprus can be reinstated without delay. As I have already stated, the events in Cyprus do not constitute an internal matter of the Greeks of Cyprus. The Turks of Cyprus are also affected. The coup of the Greek junta is an invasion, and from its consequences suffer the whole people of Cyprus, both Greeks and Turks. The United Nations have a peacekeeping force stationed in Cyprus. It is not possible for the role of the peacekeeping force to be effective under conditions of a military coup. The Security Council should call upon the military regime of Greece to withdraw from Cyprus the Greek officers serving in the National Guard and to put an end to its invasion of Cyprus. Mr. President, I think that with what I have placed before you, I have given a picture of the situation. I have no doubt that an appropriate decision of the Security Council will put an end to the invasion and restore the violated independence of Cyprus and the democratic rights of the Cypriot people. Thank you, Mr. President.
Agradezco al arzobispo Makarios por su declaración y suspenderé esta sesión por breves momentos a fin de acompañar